Most people probably don't associate hunting and fishing with women. That's because the largest demographic of people who hunt and fish in Colorado are older men, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials.
We want to rejuvenate women and children getting into these activities.
That's Matt Yamashita. He's the district manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, or CPW. In an effort to get more women into hunting and fishing, CPW offers a free day-long clinic. It's called a cast and blast. The first part of the day is spent fishing, or casting, and in the afternoon it's shooting, or blasting. Yamashita recently led a cast and blast in Basalt. On a recent morning, about a dozen women practiced fly fishing around small ponds at a ranch 9 miles up the Frying Pan Road. One Colorado Parks and Wildlife official gives Lynn Waldorf, a resident of Snowmass, pointers on her technique.
So you almost have to go forward with twice as much force.
Okay, that's
just to,
really
yep, just to go through that wind.
Okay. You know, it's one thing when you go out with a guide and they do everything for you. You come home and you had a fun day, but you don't really feel like you became a fisherwoman. But here, when they teach you the knots and the techniques of casting and all about the bugs in the river and the effect of wind and what to look for on the water, you just, you know, you do feel like a fisherman, a fisherwoman in this case.
Nearby is Lynn's friend, Megan Humphreys.
Have you guys caught anything?
Yes, you want to smell?
That's a good sign when your hands smell like fish.
What a day. I caught a brookie.
Yes, you did.
A brook trout. There's three species we studied this morning. The brook trout, the tiger rainbow, and the rainbow trout. It's been a good day. Because you know what they say about fishing. The fishing's always good. It's the catching ain't so good sometimes.
Around noon, the rangers call the women to a picnic area where seats are set up in some shade. This was the first time that the ranch had allowed Colorado Parks and Wildlife to hold the clinic on their property.
Well, we have a kind of a long-term relationship with the Division of Wildlife because they've been doing different studies about trout and whirling disease. And so they've used our pond as kind of a study site for years. And so this is just an opportunity for us to give back to them.
Lunch is over, and it's time for the shotguns. The women meet at a public shooting range in Basalt, where they get a tutorial on safety when handling guns. And then they're ready to shoot.
Shotgun shooting is mental. The moment you overthink it is when you need to step back off the line and just take a break. You overthink it. Kind of like the casting.
The ranger holds up an orange clay disc known by shooters as skeet. Or, in this case, a bird.
I guarantee every one of you will break one bird today.
Uh-oh. Are you sure about that?
Is somebody going to shoot behind us?
100% guaranteed. I didn't say you would shoot a moving bird. I
said it. Okay. We nailed two.
The women are fitted with guns and five make their way to the shooting range. Each has their own wildlife officer to help them with their shooting technique.
It's never a bad day when we get to go and take people out and shoot some guns or take them fishing for a morning, so.
Matt Yamashita, manager of Colorado Parks and Wildlife, says it's important that women get involved in hunting and fishing. Colorado Parks and Wildlife relies on revenue from state hunting and fishing licenses, and the number of hunters especially are declining.
If we don't do something about it, then in the future there's the potential that wildlife management may be less effective. That's why we're spending our time, our money, to actively recruit people into these sports.
The clinics are popular and typically fill to the 20-person capacity. Colorado Parks and Wildlife doesn't keep track of how many women end up getting their licenses after attending a clinic. Still, Yamashita thinks it's substantial.
I don't know if we've ever done anything follow-up as far as seeing, you know, how many of these people go out and decide to pursue hunting and fishing. But even in this class here, you know, this is a fairly small pool that we're drawing from locally here. And there's at least a couple faces that I recognize in there.
For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Dorothy Atkins.